Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
All right, open your Bible tonight with me. If you would, I want to go to Romans chapter 12. We talked the last Wednesday night, part one, and we're sharing tonight, part two, on how to manage your mind. How to manage your mind. You know, we know that the spiritual warfare as Christians that we go through, it's in our thought life. It's between our ears, right? It's in our thought life, in our mind. So if you can manage your mind, you can manage your life. Our thoughts, if you're a note taker, our thoughts control our life. So if you want to get in control of your life, we have to get in control of our thoughts. Our thoughts control our life. That's why I'm teaching on it, because I want to help you get a handle on your life, on your moods, on your attitudes, and on your thought life. How to manage your mind. You know, our thoughts, watch this now, this is good. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Our thoughts control our feelings. Did you know that? Our thoughts control our feelings. So if you want to change your feeling, you change your thoughts. You know, I grew up in the 60s, okay? And back then, there was a phrase that we would say, if it feels good, do it. Well, you know what? That got a lot of us in trouble. If it feels good, do it. Well, if you feel like it, be it. If it feels good, do it. How many of you know that will get you in places and in trouble where you don't want to go and you don't want to wind up? We can't do what we feel. We're to control our feelings, and our feelings are not to control us. We are to control our feelings, and our feelings are not to lead us. We're to lead our feelings. We're to be in control of our feelings. Tonight, I'm talking to people that your feelings are going crazy right now, and you get a handle on your feelings by getting a handle on your thoughts. You can control your thoughts so you can control your feelings. Well, Flip Wilson, back in the 70s, y'all know in the 80s, Flip Wilson, that comedian on television, the devil made me do it, was his phrase, his power phrase, the devil made me do it. Well, the devil can't make us do anything. It's up to us. We manage our mind. We are in control of our thought life. Our thought life controls our feelings. Watch this now. And however we feel, that's what we act out. So I can't say, well, if it feels good, do it. I have to determine, you know, what kind of feelings take control of them and not let them control me by controlling my thought life. Are you with me? Thoughts, feelings, actions, believing, behavior. So we're talking tonight how to manage our minds. And I want to read to you from, if you have your Bible, Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. And I want to look at verse 1 and 2, but we're going to read from three different translations, okay? So to bring it out. And then I want to give you four ways on how to manage your mind. How can I get control of my feelings, Pastor? Tonight I'm depressed, I'm distressed, I'm discouraged, I'm anxious, I'm worried, I'm fearful, I'm uptight, I'm mad, I'm angry, I'm resentful. How do I get control of my feelings, Pastor? I have regret, remorse. You get control of your feelings by getting control of your thoughts. My life changes when my thoughts change. When I change my mind, I change my life. So let's look at it. The scripture bears it out. This is the New Living Translation. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all that he's done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, our body, the kind that he'll find acceptable. This is truly the way you worship him. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you. Transform is transformation. Transformation comes through meditation or the renewing of my mind. Transformation means metamorphosis. It's changed within on the outside. You know, there's a good book out there, leadership book, Lead from Within, Lead from Within. Well, really what's going on within us shows up what's on the outside of us. So real change begins on the inside. So let God change you into a new person. You can be changed into a new person, not through drugs, alcohol, wrong habits, wrong believing, wrong thinking. You don't want to change into that person. You want to change into your best version of you. You want to change into the best version, be your very best, reach your potential. How do you do that? By changing the way you think. God changes us when we begin to think like Him. God changes us when we begin to think like Him. Well, Pastor, how do I know how God thinks? The Bible is God's thoughts. So when I read the Bible, I'm reading God's thoughts. By reading God's thoughts long enough, meditation will bring transformation. I'll become the person God wants me to be. I'll become the best version of me. I'll reach my potential and live the abundant life. How do I change into that? Through the renewing of my mind. So he says, then you'll learn how to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. Notice, we get to know God's will, not through seances or a Ouija board or tarot cards. We get to know God's will, not through throwing out fleeces. Well, God, you know, if it's you, let it rain at 3 o'clock this afternoon. No, we get to know God's will through the renewing of our mind. We grow spiritually through the renewing of our mind. We're changed by the renewing of our mind. We become the best version of ourselves by the renewing of our mind. We reach our potential and live that abundant life, God's will, by the renewing of our mind. Y'all got it? Okay, we're going to go back and we're going to change the translation to today's English version. So then, my friends, the guys will have it up here on the side for me. So then, my friends, because of God's great mercy to us, I appeal to you, offer yourself as a living sacrifice, dedicated. Ooh, I like that word. To His service. Wow, we all have a service, right? It's not serve us, but serve us. Dedicated to His service and pleasing to Him, this is true worship that you should offer. Notice through the renewing of our mind that you and I discover God's will and become the person. We discover the person and our purpose. Do not conform yourself to the standards of this world, but let God transform you inwardly. Where does change start? Inwardly. It's a process. Don't give up. Don't quit. Pastor Kim had on a sweatshirt tonight from Church on the Rock. Don't quit. Y'all see that? Don't quit, because He'll transform you from the inside out. A complete change of your mind. Change your mind, change you. Change your mind, change your life. Change your mind, change the direction of your life. Then you'll be able to know the will of God. It's good, it's pleasing, and it's perfect. So how do I know God's will? How do I know who I'm supposed to be? How do I find my identity? How do I discover God's will for my life? Through the renewing of my mind in God's word daily. A lot of word, a lot of faith. Little word, little faith. A lot of faith, I'm strong. Little faith, I'm weak. Let me read it to you through one more translation. And then I'll give you four ways on how we manage our mind. This is the New English Bible. Therefore, my brothers. So I want to bring this out. I haven't brought this out yet, but I want to bring this out. Is that, notice, he's talking to Christians. Really, Pastor, big deal. It is a big deal. Because, you know, even though I get born again, I receive Jesus as my Lord, and Jesus is Lord over my life tonight, over my family, over our church, in Jesus' name, that even though I make Jesus Lord of my life, the only thing that changed then was my spirit. My spirit was dead, and it became alive. I'm supposed to control my body until the resurrection, I get a new one. But the big deal, what we work on daily, is our mind. It's the renewing of our mind. And notice, as Christians, we get to. Don't got to, but get to do that. You see, a lot of Christians never grow. A lot of Christians never get strong. A lot of Christians get beat up, and they don't live an unbeatable life because they're not renewing their mind daily. They say they don't have time. I say we don't have time not to, in Jesus' name. If we're going to get strong, if we're not going to quit, if we're going to rise above our circumstances, and you can do it, we got to renew our mind in the Word of God. Therefore, my brothers, Christians, I implore you by God's mercy to offer yourselves to Him a living sacrifice, dedicated and fit for His acceptance, worship with your mind and your heart. Notice, God not only wants our heart, not our physical organ, our spirit, He wants your mind. He wants your mind. We're to love Him with all of our heart and all of our mind. Adapt yourself no longer to the pattern of the present world, but let your minds be remade. Ooh, got to rethink, got to be makeover. And your whole nature, look at this, your whole nature. We live in a world with a fallen nature. We live in a world with a fallen nature. That's why we can't copy the world, because their nature is ungodly. You and I want to have a godly nature. How do you change your nature, your behavior, your character? By renewing your mind in the Word of God every day, through reading it and applying it immediately in your life. Then you'll be able to discern the will of God. You'll know what is good. God's will is good, acceptable, and perfect. Now, how do we manage our mind then, Pastor? You've showed us the importance of it, why we need to, because our thoughts control our feelings, and our feelings determine our actions. Our thoughts control our life. If we want to control our life, we've got to start controlling our thoughts. When we begin to think thoughts that don't line up with God's word, we're to cast them down with force like you would a ball. You know, I work out with my sons, and one of the exercises, it's called the slammer. You take a ball, it could be 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30, 40, 50 pounds, a ball, and you slam it on the ground, and you bend down like this, and you slam it, then you pick it up again, and you slam it, and then you pick it up again, and you know, it's a whole lot of fun. All right, so that's what it means to slam that thought down, is to throw it down with force if it doesn't agree with God's will for you. Take control of your thoughts. Manage your mind. Don't just think it because you thought it. Don't just believe it because you thought it. Listen very carefully. Everything you and I think is not truth. Some of the things that we think are lies from the devil. That's how the devil gets ground in our life, through deception and lying thoughts. So we need to discern our thoughts, be selective with our thoughts, and we need to manage our thought life. How do you do that? How do you manage your mind? Well, number one, you got to feed your mind daily. If you're a note taker, I would write that down. You have to feed your mind daily. Question, what are you feeding your mind with? Social media, the secular, the natural, the fallen nature that's around us, the world, the culture, a TV, Netflix. What are you feeding your mind with the most? So if we want to manage our mind, we're going to have to be selective on what we feed our mind. And Joshua 1:8, it says, this book of the law, that's the Bible, shall not depart out of your mouth. Keep God's word in your mouth. Confess the word every day. But you'll meditate, there it is, meditate therein day and night. Day and night speaks of a habit. You'll learn about this in our growth track classes, developing healthy habits. So notice, through meditation comes transformation. For it says, for then you will make your way prosperous and you'll have good success. Matthew 4, verse 4. How do I manage my mind? I've got to, on purpose, feed my mind spiritual things every day. It says, Jesus answered, the scripture says, no one can live only on food. People need every word. Oh my goodness, people need every word that God has spoken. I need every word God has spoken. I feed my mind with the Word of God consistently, habitually, thoughtfully, and intentionally. I know our host will give you those four words. Give it up for our host. I sure love him. Number two, how do I manage my mind? I have to fill my mind. I have to feed my mind daily. Be selective. Be intentional. Be habitual. I have to be consistent. But then not only feed it, but I've got to fill my mind. Areas where there are vacuum in my mind, the enemy will fill it with lies and deception and negativity. An empty mind or an empty workshop, idleness is the devil's workshop. So I have to fill my mind. Philippians 4:8. In conclusion, my friends, fill your minds. Here's where I got number two. Fill your mind. Is your mind full of the Word of God today? When you get hit, when you get hurt, does the Word come out first? Is your first response, it is written? Is your first response a declaration of the Word of God? Fill your mind with those things that are, oh, we got a checklist. We got a checklist. God's into checklists. You know, here for our team, we ask all of them to have a checklist. You know, I remember one of my sons was taking flying lessons. Years ago, we got him some flying lessons for Christmas. And I remember that he had to come up with a checklist and watch and go over this checklist before they ever took off the ground. It's important that you and I think, have a checklist. I think we need to take it seriously. I think we need to take it, you know, and be very selective. He said, fill your minds, but not just with anything. He gives a checklist. Fill your mind with those things that are good. That's number one on your checklist. If it ain't good, then don't think about it. If it isn't good, if it's bad, don't give it any real estate in your mind. Number two, things that deserve praise. Praise. We're supposed to think on things that give praise. This weekend, Legacy Weekend, we're giving God praise for His faithfulness for 37 years, for His faithfulness during COVID for our church. We give God all the praise for Him watching over our families and protecting us and providing for us and leading us and helping us through strong. We give God praise. That's on our checklist. If it ain't praise, then don't give it real estate in your head. If it isn't praise, then don't think about it. Don't give it time. Cast it down. A checklist. Things that are true, don't give any time to the lies of the devil. You won't make it. It'll never happen. Their best is behind you. God is against you. Those are lies of the devil. Don't focus. Don't give any time to, it'll never happen. You'll never be healed. You'll never pay it off. Your kids will never come home. Your marriage will never get better. Those are lies. Don't give time to lies. Only think on things that are true. What is true? His word. He said His word is truth. Amen. Noble. A checklist every day. Noble. Right. Don't think on things that are wrong. People who've wronged you. Life who's wronged you. Have regrets. You've been hurt. You've been offended. It wasn't right. Don't give that a whole lot of time, the Bible says. It will only defeat you. It'll only drive you crazy and insane and a life of regret. A checklist of what to fill our mind with. Not just DirecTV and Dish Network and Netflix and Hulu and all those things. We're to fill our mind with this checklist. And a filled mind creates a fulfilled life. A filled, notice the play on the words, a filled mind with God's word creates a fulfilled life. And that's what I want for you. Our family, as your pastors who love you big time, we want you to have a fulfilled life. Amen. So on this checklist, pure things that are, don't think about on things that are impure, pornography, all the things that are going on right now with gender war and all the war on the Word of God right now and the attack on biblical values on sex and gender and marriage. Don't give any time to pornography. Don't give any time to things that are nasty, degrading, defiling. And then lovely. Think on things that are lovely and last honorable. God gives us a checklist. God, you are so good. Number three of the four. Am I helping anybody? Again, if you need prayer, call our line. We got people standing by right now. You just want to talk to somebody? Our chat room is open. Maybe you need help further than what I can do for you right now. You say, Pastor, I'm watching you. Never been to your church. Never been to Church on the Rock. I need help. COVID has caved in on me. I've got things that I've started. I wish I've never started. I got habits. Well, you know what? I want to invite you. If you're local, I want to invite you to tomorrow night. We have Celebrate Recovery right here at Church on the Rock. We help people with their hurts and their hangups and their habits. And we're here for you. Just call or ask someone there in the chat room and they'll tell you how you find it. Okay? Number three, focus my mind. Focus my mind. Can you say this with me? Feed, fill, focus. Feed, fill, focus. That's how you manage your mind. Because you manage your mind and you manage your life. You control your thoughts, you control your feelings, and your feelings won't make you do it. You'll be in control of them. So I deeply love your law. The law is the word of God. We're going to focus not on the secular news. We're going to focus on the good news, the gospel that we preach and teach all the time right here at Church on the Rock. He said, I deeply love your law. I think about it on Sunday morning. No, I think about it on Saturday night. By the way, we're starting our Saturday night service back up December the 5th on that Saturday at 5 o'clock. He said, I deeply love your law. I think about it, what? All day. That's focus. Even before sunrise. Oh, my goodness. This morning, I'm not bragging or boasting. I'm thanking God. You know, I got up today at 4:30. And I have the Bible going. I'm fixing breakfast. Kim's up. You know, other parts of our family are up throughout the whole city. And we're worshiping God. We're praising God. You know what? It's important how you start your day, isn't it? It's important how you start your day. And it focus, he said, because what you focus on, you magnify like a magnifying lens. Before sunrise, I pray for your help. And I put my hope, not in what I heard on the news, but I put my hope in your promises. I put my hope in what saith the Lord. I put my hope in the word of God. God's word gives hope. If you've lost hope, start renewing your mind, get in a Bible reading plan, start doing it every day, and hope will come back. Because even when man said it's hopeless, God said it's hopeful. Even when man said it's impossible, God says all things are possible. Even when man said that's too hard, God said, is anything too hard for me? Ooh, I like that. I lie awake at night. Again, this morning, I'm awake at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. I'm turning on the Bible. I'm turning on my one-year Bible reading plan. What am I doing? I don't want to panic. I want to get in the promises. I don't want to be full of fear. I want to feed my faith. I don't want to focus on the worst. I want to focus on the best. I lie awake at night. We're on our third principle. Focus, focus, focus. I lie awake at night. I can remember growing up when I was a little guy, and, you know, I'd get in trouble, and my mom would come to me, and she put her hand here, and she moved my head back and forth, and she'd say, now, Dave, focus, focus, focus. You know, well, that's what you and I need to do right now. Holy Spirit, help us to focus on the good news, on the word of God, on the promises of God, of what you said. I lie awake at night thinking about your promises. You got to do that intentional. God's not going to do it for us. As Josh comes out, as we get ready to close our service tonight on how to manage your mind, what was the first one? You got to feed your mind every day. Wow, with the right stuff, the word of God. Number two, what do you got to do? Fill your mind. You can't have an empty mind. You got to fill your mind. Number three, then you have to, what we say, focus your mind. You got to focus your mind. And then number four, to manage your mind, you got to free your mind And I want to share the scripture with you for that. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, for though we walk in the flesh, we're not waging war. We're in a war, a spiritual war. It's our thought life. Waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power. Thank God he's given us tools. Divine power to destroy. I like that. King James says pull down. I like what the English Standard says, destroy. I think it's time that we demolish and we destroy every negative, every deceitful, every damnable, every destructive thought of the devil. It's time to pull it down. It's time to destroy it and demolish it. In the name of Jesus. Wow, how to manage your mind. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion. Opinion. I'm not going to build my life on somebody's opinion. I'm not going to build my life, on your circumstances. Don't you build your life on my circumstances. Don't build your life on my opinion or popular opinion. You and I are going to build our house on the rock. We're going to build our house on the Word of God. We're going to fill our mind with the Word. We're going to feed our mind with the Word. We're going to focus on the Word with our mind, and we're going to free our mind. Free our mind from lies, strongholds, arguments, popular opinion that we are bombarded with daily. We're going to free our mind from that. Against the knowledge of God, that's the Word, and take every thought. Say it with me, every thought. Say it with me one more time, every thought. Every thought captive to obey Christ. I want you to see something that you and I can control every thought through the power of the Holy Spirit and the name of Jesus. Now, the devil will say we can't control our thoughts. Our thoughts are out of control, that it'll never change, will never change, it'll never happen. He's a liar. The Bible says through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can control every thought. Those thoughts about what your parents did or didn't do, your husband, your wife did or didn't do, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, what life, school, work, neighbor, university, college, professor, pastor, what the whole world has done to you in hurt or hang-ups or habits, you can cast down every thought. I like that. Talking about freeing our mind. Last but not least, John 8, 31 and 32. Then said Jesus to those Jews who believed. So he's talking to believers. He said, if you will continue in my word, then you become my disciple. And he said, then you'll know the truth. That's the word. And the truth will make you free. You know, the Bible talks about the washing of the water of the word. The washing of the water of the word. You know what? Every night when I go to bed, I like to turn on something that has the word on because I want to get brain washed. Throughout the day, I like to put the word on in my truck. I like to have the word going on in my office because I want to get brainwashed every day. The washing of the water of the word. Tonight, we've been talking about how to manage your mind. We've talked about last week and tonight the importance of it and the why. Why? Because thoughts control your life. Change your mind, you can change your life. You can become the best version of you. You can reach your potential and live a meaningful life. It all starts with the renewing of your mind. And how do I do that? Every day, feed it, fill it, focus it, and free it. Can I pray for you right now? If you're watching right now, here locally, around the world, throughout the states, I know we're going through a lot right now here in the United States, and you say, Pastor, I'm ready to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord. I'm ready to make Jesus Lord over my life, over my family. I'm ready, Pastor. I need God. I realize I need God. I don't need religion, Pastor Blunt, but I want a relationship. I want to know God's love and forgiveness. I want to know my purpose, Pastor. I want to know why God put me on this earth. I want to know that I can start over. I need a second chance. Maybe you're watching and you're a believer, but you've done and picked up some habits you wish you hadn't during COVID. You've said some things. You've done some things. Pastor, will God give me a second chance? Yes. He's the God of the second chance. I want you to pray this prayer with me. All of us together, let's pray it to help them right there where you're at. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me, and he rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now. Jesus is Lord over my life. Take my life and make a difference. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and help me take the next step. In Jesus' name, amen. We're celebrating with you. And right now, our host is going to come and tell you the next step. So listen very carefully. But again, if you're locally, join us this weekend on Legacy Weekend, but our 37th anniversary. Plenty of room, plenty of space, plenty of services. I love you. Until then, never forget, God is for you.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.